Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hello, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh. This is Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding your cancellation request.
Yes.
Yes, hi. So I understand you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes.
Okay. I read the notes that Tanya put in here, and was it mainly because of budget that things are really tight right now?
Yeah, really, everything's tight, and we're kind of looking, like, we're not receiving no leads at all, like, zero. I thought we're going to get something as soon as I sign up or something. Also, I really don't want to add another phone number when I already have two phone numbers. It's going to be really confusing for the business, too. And right now you're in speaker, my wife is hearing too, so there's other things that she wants to add.
Okay, I see. With the Facebook page or with the Google listing or?
Facebook too, I'm not receiving nothing, no leads, like nothing at all, like nothing.
Okay. So I wanted to make a couple of suggestions, if I may, only because if you were to cancel now, it's almost like you're going to take that initial $249 that you pay us and just throw it down the toilet, because before the program can come to its full potential, you would cancel it, and then everything that we've done starts unraveling. So I'm not sure if you noticed, but in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we do disclose that first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. So I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity, you know, a little bit quicker than that because, you know, we'll launch the Facebook ad, you know, before that and do some programming on the directories. But it is always the second month where you'll really see the impact as far as client calls to your business. So one thing I could do for you if you wanted to, because, you know, I understand that cost is a concern too, is I could push that next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, okay? And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get Evolution Land Services on the first page of Google. That way your phone can start ringing with new clients, and you'll get, you know, the magnitude of what this will do and also earn some of that money back that you initially paid us, right? And with that extra 2 weeks applied, you're going to have all the way till December 14th. So I'm confident that you're, you know, going to see such a strong impact that you're going to want to keep it. But, you know, if not, that's okay too. You could call us and, you know, cancel closer to then. But that way, at least the program has the chance to come to full fruition. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only thing I'm really concerned is that phone number. I noticed on Facebook, okay, yes, I understand that you're all trying to put something on Facebook. And I've been really busy. I haven't had time to send you guys pictures of my job.
Okay.
The only thing is, it was a phone number. I don't want to use a phone number anymore. I want to use our phone number. Since most people and I know they're using that phone number. So when you see, they see another phone number, it's like a really confusing for us too. Like, on the beginning, my wife was confused why there was a phone number that was not ours, and I did explain her that phone number is basically another one. So it's like I had to add and make some changes on my business card, and it's like another cost. I had to contact my designer to then know, hey, I had to add this phone number, and then I had to add the phone number on my website, all the stuff. So that's why I really don't want to add another phone number, since I already have two phone numbers.
Okay. Here's what I would recommend, is that phone number, I don't know how you got it applied in the first place, because it's usually an upsell for our existing clients, and they charge an extra $300 to even put it on there. Nicholas, when he signed you up, he included it for you free of charge. So, you know, that's not going to change. You're still going to get it free of charge. But it has two purposes that you're really going to benefit from. Number one is it eliminates a large number of spam callers, because if you've called it, you'll notice that there's a press one, press two greeting on there. You know, thank you for calling Evolution Land Services. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Most of the spam calls are computer generated, so they can't press one or two, so those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. The second benefit to it is obviously to go in and track the calls that are coming in so that you can rest assured that you're getting the most bang for your buck. So you don't have to go and make new business cards or anything, because people that call you off your business cards, they can still reach you on the number that's on your business card. It's not like if they call through Facebook or through Google through a tracking number that your other number is going to automatically deactivate, right? You're still going to have that other number for your business, but this is just a better way for you to track it. And I've seen cool things come as about through this number, meaning I had this guy once that was a roofer, and he was up on the roof and someone called him, you know, to come bid on a new roof. And so he, you know, took their address down, but he was had his hands full of tar. And when he was ready to go on that bid, he was like, oh shoot, I forgot the address and I don't want to call them back and sound unprofessional. So he went into his dashboard and he listened to the call to get the address so he could go out on that bid. So that's the nice thing. All of the calls would be stored on the dashboard for quality assurance, and you could listen to them too. So same thing would apply if you had like a really hot prospect that you thought for sure was going to hire you, and then all of a sudden they turned cold. You could go back and listen to it. Go, hey, is there something that I did on that call that I could have done differently, or, you know, what could have happened, you know? So that's, you know, a huge benefit for you all the way around. So I would say, you know, if you're going to continue, absolutely keep the number on there, because like I say, it's typically an add-on that you got included for free. But what I want to do actually is just try to call it myself from my cell phone and make sure that it's forwarding properly, because that's something that I like to do. And then you'll see what the caller ID is, so you'll know that when people call with that ID that it's coming as a result of this program. So let's
see. When they call me, it's only like straight to the app, or it's going straight like a normal phone call?
It comes like a normal phone call, so it would come directly to you. So let me call it, for example, and I'll try to put it on speaker so you can hear what happens. So here. And if it's not working, we'll have them fix it. So.
Thank you for calling Evolution Land Services, LLC, to be your trusted services provider.
So I'm going to just press one like I'm a new customer. Okay. And then it should be ringing over to your phone now.
Yeah.
You see that? Okay, so moving forward, if somebody calls you through this, I just hung up on it, by the way, because you saw it.
Okay.
But when somebody calls you and it says local splash, you'll know that that's a lead coming through either Facebook or Google that's a result of this program, because I didn't call you from the local splash number. I just called you from my personal cell phone, right? But it was showing you that it was local splash because it was coming through that tracking number. So yeah, it has many, many benefits, and people that utilize it absolutely love it. So I would recommend, you know, if you are going to continue, keep it on there just so that you can really track the business that's coming in through it, you know?
Yeah, okay. So the reason why I'm not getting the leads is because they're still working on the Google and Facebook.
The Facebook should be fully functional now. I'm going to send that department a message and see why you're not getting client calls from it. I see that you added us to the Facebook. Well, actually, it says it was fully optimized on Facebook as of November 12th. And today's the 24th. Yeah, that's about 12 days. We usually say 2 weeks for the Facebook ads to get up and running. So that's about almost 2 weeks. So it should be, you know, where you're getting some hits off of that within the very near future. But it will be an explosion of results once that Google page gets optimized, because statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So yes, Facebook ads are absolutely beneficial, but a smaller percentage will come through those, especially once you're ranking on Google. You might not even need those anymore. Now, they've been sending you a notification about starting a Google video verification. Did you get that taken care of by chance?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, excellent. Okay, that's a very important part of the puzzle. It's very good when Google offers that to you, because what they're doing is they're trying to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page, you know, locally is to have that valid business in the area. So when you do that video verification, it provides a couple of items of documentation that you can prove that. And then Google will see it and say, okay, this is a valid business and we can publish them. Once you do that, it does sometimes take up to 7 business days for Google to actually give us the green light on it. So right now it's just, you know, in that status. But once it does get published, that's where you're going to, you know, see some really solid results.
Okay. Can you, if you don't mind, remind me and my wife how the Google Assistant will be working? What feature will help Local Flash to track and get leads?
So, 1 second here. I'm just going to have them confirm that they got your video verification. I'm going to put, client did video verification on Friday.
That was Friday.
Can you confirm it went through? Okay, so I'm just going to ask them. And then I'll circle back. What was your question again? I'll wait for them to respond.
Okay, sorry for that. So since I had a whole conversation with Nick and everybody, they didn't explain this very well to my wife. So since she's going to be next to me all the time with the business, I want her to understand what everything's working right now. So because there's some things I might forget how everything works now, because it's too much to know. I'm trying to help you get leads and everything. I'm trying to really cancel Angie. It's just a lot of spam there, but I'm kind of stuck in there. So that's why I want to, if you can explain to my wife how everything with Facebook and Google, especially Google, how everything works.
Yes, so this is the other side of the coin, and thank you for bringing up Angie's, because we deal with a lot of the Angie's clients. So that's a lead generation program, right, where you're paying per lead whether it turns into a job or not, right? But what this will do is optimize Evolution Land Services on the first page of Google in a spotlight position, so that when people are searching for land services, land clearing, grading, different variations of what you offer, we'll make sure that you guys are found front and center every single time. And the benefit of that is that statistically, that type of placement blows the revenue out of the water from anything you can get off of Angie's, because again, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. And for you, it's unlimited. So it's not going to matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you get some crews under you and you start taking on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate. So that's the benefit of this. It's $249 monthly, and you're not paying us per click or per phone call or per lead. You're paying us for the programming that it takes to get you on the first page in that spotlight position, and then on a day-to-day basis, keep the updates in line with the Google algorithms so that you're always on the first page and that you never slip off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, you guys are going to absolutely love it, but that's the caveat is, you know, I know because we also sell Yelp ads, and I deal with a lot of the Angie's clients. You know, oftentimes you can sign up with Angie's today, and then automatically they start sending you leads because that's how they make their money, right? But with this, it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So that's why I offered to apply that extra 2 weeks on the back end, which I already activated for you. So you guys are paid in full until December 14th, which gives you, you know, plenty of time to get on the first page and, you know, recoup some of that money that you spent initially.
Okay, because that's the reason why, that was one of the reasons why I canceled, because I'm trying so hard to get up Angie, I sort of read that term condition about the condition, if I don't like it, I'll get out. So basically I'm stuck with them a little bit. And everything, like, it was like three spam with them.
I hear that a lot. They'll send like bogus leads oftentimes, right? And then they try to charge you for them.
Yeah, there was one that he was wanting to go to like 45 minutes from where I was at, and then he sent me I called that customer and he said, "Oh, text me," and so I can't text when I'm driving. So
yeah,
I pulled over and he sent me this address that it was like only 15 minutes away where I was at, and I find out when I go there that was not the address, and automatically. I have really bad feeling it was a scam, but, you know, I was trying to get customer and everything. So, Angie and Bobby, we can't do nothing about it. I'm like, really? You are letting people get in on the website and Angie? And so, also too, they're just getting budget. They want to do everything cheap when I can't do my job cheap. Like, that's not me.
So that's the first thing you're going to notice about this, Josh, is that this is going to attract a luxury high-end client that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping you. So you have to understand the reason that Angie's clients are looking for something cheap is that they're selling that lead to you and to everyone else out there. So the people that are calling just are a bunch of price shoppers that are looking for the cheapest rate. And I had a contractor that used them tell me something that was so unfortunate, but he said that he went out and he bid on a job and it went really well. And they said, yeah, for sure, we're going to hire you and we're going to start next week. Let us just call you back to confirm the date. And he thought it was a done deal. And all of a sudden, they didn't call him back, and he tried to call them, and they started ignoring him. And he finally got a hold of them, and they said, you know what? We decided to go with somebody cheaper that gave us $100 off from what you gave me. And he told me, like, man, if I knew that, I would have come down by 100. You know, he's like, that's something that's so ridiculous, you know, that, you know, over $100, they ended up going with someone else. And who knows if it was even the same type of quality work that he does, you know.
I have one job, too, for material delivery. I gave my quote, he was following everything. And, like, an hour after, he called me back, said, hey, I have to cancel the estimate, the job, because my local, he came back and he's been a long time with me and the price is kind of a little lower with him all the time. But we appreciate you calling me. Like, I mean, it's honest. I mean, if it got me a little bit mad, a little bit, but at the same time, at least he called me.
He
called me back and not calling him. He called me and we talked, we spat. He said, hey, I got your number safe. So if something I needed, I will let you know. I'm like, okay, at least I got that part. Okay, fine. But this is not the first time with Angie doing that. Like, all the people are bidding, and then I have not too long ago, a tree removal, and he just wanted to get information because apparently it was saying, like, for cutting the tree, if you're 60 something years old and we have this zip code, you qualify for a tree cut for $65.
Oh, no.
So they're giving fake promotions to us.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm sorry to hear that, but that's the difference that you're going to see a higher end client coming from this. Because when you think about it, Josh, the only reason somebody's going to call you, or even Google for your service is if they have an immediate need to hire you, right? Google calls right. that a micro moment, putting Evolution Land Services in front of that client that needs you at the time that they need you. So I would just recommend that, you know, if anything else is needed on our end, we'll communicate that with you just like we did with the video verification. But right now yeah. I see that everything is completely up and running, and I don't see that anything's pending. So, you know, it will be definitely, you know, between now and that December 14th date that you see some stronger results. Now, I always tell people that if you send us actual content, you'll get much better results than if you just use stock photos. So if you have a way to send over to us some, you know, before and after photos or a logo if you have it or any type of content that you would like us to promote, please, you can update that on your dashboard. I can show you how to do it, or you can just send it in an email to support@localsplash.com. Right?
And then I have to send the email.
Okay.
I got pictures like some jobs I did.
Excellent. Yeah, some people will tell me, oh, the website's cookie cutter or copy and paste and there's stock photos on it. And I tell them, like, look, of course they're going to launch it initially with stock photos because we want to get you up and running. That's our objective. But please, mm-hmm. we don't want it to stay in that state. We want it to be updated with your actual content as you send it to us. And that also includes future content. You know, let's say 2 weeks from now you have a really good before and after photo that you don't have today. Keep sending those to us as you get them, because all of those updates are free of charge and also included in the package.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you say on the desk on the ad?
On the ad?
No, you say I can add the picture on the desk. Are we talking about the ad? Or
yes. No. On your client dashboard, there is an interface that says business information, and anything you update from that business information page is automatically updated on your campaign and put on the website and your Google listing within 1 to 3 business days. So let me show you how to do that. I'll send you the email again just so you have it. It's my.localsplash.com. And then that's going to ask you for a username and a password. Your username is your 10-digit phone number, but with no spaces or dashes. You just put in the 10 numbers, 423-800-3424. And then the password is all lowercase, all one word, and it's top money.
You don't mind sending me that because I might forget later. So if I'm kind of busy and I want to pitch it, but I might forget, I can send an email. What email should I use? Like local support?
Yep,
or?
You just use support@localsplash.com.
Okay. And I got one question I might forget later. So since I have two phone numbers, and this right now I'm using, I got the app. Is my wife's work phone number. How that works if I get leads, I'm kind of busy. I can't answer it, but she can answer that phone call. Can that work, or it only has to be one phone number?
It has to be one phone number on the Google listing. So if you can't answer it, that's acceptable in business as long as you have a valid voicemail where people can leave a message. And, you know, I would recommend in that aspect, download the Local Splash app on your phone. It's available in the iPhone and in the Android store. It's a free app. You would download it on your phone. You would log into it just one time through the credentials that I just gave you. And then every time someone calls you through that tracking number, you can respond in real time. So even if you can't pick up the call, you could send a little text message back to them that says, I'm sorry I'm not available right now. I'll call you back soon or something. You know, you can respond to them. Or if they're like, hey, here's a text with my address, then you'll get it to the, you know, your phone on the app, and then you can respond, okay, great, I'll be there at 4 or whatever you, you know, 4 o'clock, whatever you arranged with them. So I would recommend absolutely, number one, have that voicemail that's set up where people can leave you messages in the event that you can't pick up the call. But number two, definitely download the Local Splash app.
On your phone or on the app?
Ask our question.
What was it? I'm sorry.
Set up the voicemail on the phone or on the...
On your phone. You're right. Because the calls coming through the tracking, they're going to be forwarded to... Well, we have it to your number, Josh, but if you'd rather have it forward to your wife, you know, we could do that.
Wow.
You know, because I'm not at work.
Oh, yeah, so you can't answer it either, huh? I get it. Okay. Do you want to keep it forwarding the way it is now?
Yeah, it's now, it's just, since I have a second phone, I want to use it too. Like, I mean, we're using it. So that's the reason why in our business, we got two phone numbers just in case it's me. Most of the time, I'm more busier, so my wife can answer for me or they call. Because it happened before, there was like three customers. They try and reach out to me. I was kind of busy, but they called my wife's phone number and they want to give a call, and so. That's why I'm getting, like, if we can add my wife's phone number on Local Splash, so that way we got two phone numbers and we can use.
You can't add it on the Google page. That would be a red flag and it would hurt you, but you could probably add it on the Facebook. That's not a problem. We could add it on the Facebook. And then do you have, two numbers already on your website, or do you just have the one number? Let me look at that.
Website.
It's Evo Land Services. Oh, good. Okay. So then you have two numbers on your website. I love the scripture on there, by the way. I'm a believer too. So I saw that earlier when I was going to contact you. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to update the, we have a team that are going to update, is updating the website for us a little bit more professional. More pages involved. Before you call, I was right now working on, putting a link on to free quote. So as soon as they get to, hit that button, automatically it opens, and as soon as it hits submit, I will receive a notification on my, or we receive a notification. Everything is done by Jobber. So, that's like,
that's cool.
I just found out one of those. So yeah, that's what we added to on the business. So that's how we're going right now. So we were like struggling everything and budget wise and everything. I was going to call somebody else too, but, this is going to help, but I'm trying to get out from Angie. That's really, cause it's hurting me really bad with Angie.
Right. Yeah, I hear that all the time. Sometimes people will put their leads on pause with Angie's just for a couple of weeks so they can allocate some funds to try this program. And then once this program kicks in, they see that the revenue return is so much greater that pretty soon they don't even buy leads anymore from Angie's, because why would you when people are calling you directly, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to stop leads. Like, I guess 14 days, honestly, like, I'm paying too much, more than I'm paying right now with Local Splash. Like, it's not even getting my, close to the budget, to the close spending I'm doing right now with them.
Yeah,
thanks for reminding me that part. I totally forgot I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should absolutely do that, because that'll save you some money, you know. And like I said, once this kicks in, there's no reason why you would even have to buy those leads, you know. But okay, I asked them to add your wife's number to the Facebook along with the call tracking, and I see on your site, is that the 423-800-3341?
Yeah, that's my work phone number.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, you know, I always, what I meant by saying have a valid voicemail is I sometimes have to reach out to a client because we're doing an update or something, and I'll get the voicemail box is full or the voicemail box is not set up, and it always kind of makes me cringe. I'm like, why would anybody pay a company money for marketing so that, you know, potential clients can start calling them, and then if a potential client does call them, they can't even get through. You know, that's a missed opportunity. They're going to just call the next guy if that happens, right? So that's mm-hmm. what I meant by, you know, if you can't answer the phone and drop everything and take a live call, that doesn't really hurt you because people are used to that, calling a business and they say, hey, we're not available right now, please leave a message, but at least have your voicemail set up so that, you know, that feature is available, you know?
On the phone number that Local Pass gave me, that phone number is going to be on the Google?
Yep, that's going to be on the Google for sure. And it's going to be on your Facebook ads, but we'll also put your wife's number on the Facebook as like a secondary line. And then because your website also has your number ending in 3424, I realize we're going to be forwarding calls to that number. But since that number is on there, when people call you through the website, you could also track it the old-fashioned way and say, hey, how did you hear about us, you know? And you'll hear, we, you know, found you on the Internet. We looked you up on Google. We saw you online. All of that is as a result of this program. Okay.
All right.
So, I'm going to send you my direct line just so you have it. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So I already applied that extra 2 weeks for you on the back end. But if you have any questions moving forward, you can call me. And I'll preface that by letting you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. But you can always call me. And if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can, okay?
No, yeah, I appreciate it for more explanation and helping us a little extension at this moment.
Yes.
We're finding right here budget wise for boots on the business. But I know for sure everything's starting on spring break, I will get some calls, but in the meantime we could get something on this season of winter.
Yeah. You know, the nice thing about doing it in the winter time is that anything that you do prior to the year end, you can write it off come January as a business expense. And that's something that people really love. You know, sometimes they say, oh, I'm going to wait till January or I'm going to wait till spring. Well, that's fine. But then they have to wait all the way till 2027 to get the tax benefit, you know. So I always tell people, and we get inundated with calls in October, November, December with people just trying to call in and, you know, and use their marketing dollars before the end of the year so it can be used as a write-off, you know. So that's another benefit that you get for doing it now, plus to help keep you afloat during the slower season until spring comes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just looking at your email, so just clarifying here. I can send this email to the support and say, hey, I need these pages added to the Facebook ads. And that's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
can say, please add this to your Facebook ads. You could say, please add it on the Google page. You know, even though there, you know, right now there's a process that they're going through your video verification and we're waiting for them to approve it. But you can still send us the pictures so that once it's approved, we go in there and have them all updated on there.
Okay. There might be a background that we want to use later. We want to look at it. And for us, what picture we want for a background, because every time I notice when we click something on Google of any company, they have a background already. So we want to use our background and pictures on it.
Okay. So you can even designate that on the dashboard. If you ever were to log in, there's a tab that says business information. It'll ask you like which picture you want to use as like the main background, where you want the logo. You can drop and drag the pictures in the order that you want them to be displayed. So it's a really nice feature. But if not, you could just, you know, send the pictures over in the email and just tell us like which one you want us to kind of emphasize.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have questions?
All right. I guess you answered all the questions, and sorry that we want to cancel, but we were like struggling over here, so we're trying
I'm glad that we talked. Yeah. I want you to feel good about this too and know that it's going to really pay off. You know, sometimes I tell people, you know, like if I were to hire you to do a bunch of land clearing and you give me, you know, because it's a huge amount of square footage, you know, I don't know how long stuff like that takes, but let's say that you say, oh, it's going to take 3 weeks. And then a week into it, I start panicking and say, I need to cancel this because everything doesn't look the way I thought and I'm really worried about it. And you'd say, well, don't worry because we're not at that full potential yet. You know, once we get to the 3 weeks, everything's going to be done exactly the way you want it to, you know. But in the beginning, it is a little bit of a setup period. So we always try to make sure that people are aware of it. So, yeah, no problem. I helped you out a little bit on the back end as far as pushing that billing out. So if you need anything else, feel free to call me. And if not, I hope you and your wife both have a very happy Thanksgiving coming up, too.
All right. I appreciate it. Same for y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Nice talking to you both. Have a good evening. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.